Chapter 17, Section 5, On the Question of Timing. I'm not a big fan of Gartner, but figure 227 is one of the most useful graphs they've ever produced. It's a hype cycle of emerging technologies created in 2008. It uses the earlier y-axis of visibility, which later on became expectations. How can the axis change whilst the graph remain the same? That's the beauty of it, but first, a bit more background. See figure 227, Gartner Emerging Technologies, 2008. For more details. During my time in the wilderness prior to Canonical, I had been looking at various ways of measuring impacts from evolution. One of the issues I had come up against was the evolution of any single act creates two waves of opportunity. One of these waves is focused on differential value, i.e. it's something you have but I don't, and the second wave is around operational value, i.e. we both provide this but you do so more efficiently. Both the waves appear to have a learning element and then a sharp decline as the change diffuses and evolves further. I've provided examples of these waves in figure 228. See figure 228, an example of different waves of value. For more details. Of course, opportunity is only part of the equation. There are volume effects and the cost involved, particularly in development of something novel. There's also risk, as the uncharted space is by its very nature is uncertain. However, I developed a generalized benefit curve which for differential value is shown in figure 229. An almost identical benefit curve appears to exist for operational value, but that occurs much later in evolution and is related to the co-evolved practices that emerge. See figure 229, a benefit curve for differential value. For more details. From the benefit curve, the early stages of genesis are all about investment. As it evolves, the cost of production reduces and we start to realize some of the benefit. We're still in the custom build stage, others are starting to copy, but in general the cost of production is reducing fast enough to overcome any differential loss due to copying. Alas, at some point the cost of production is low enough and the activity defined enough that someone produces a product. On the upside, the cost to implement is plummeting, but alas, the differential value is declining faster as more companies actually implement. The models I developed all had variations of this shape. I'm not comfortable enough with the data, so think of it more as a mental model and a possible curiosity. Whilst exploring this space, I then became fascinated by timing issues. Let us pretend we've recently read a white paper on some marvelous new activity. That activity is described as having some benefit, but it also involves cost. By the time I get around to implementing the activity, then it will probably have evolved. It might provide a different benefit to what I was expecting, i.e. it costs less because it's a product, but there's little differential value as everyone else is also doing this. I've superimposed the evolution of an act onto the benefit curve in figure 230 to highlight this point. See figure 230, Changing Benefit with Evolution and Implementation. For more details. I then modeled this delta between what I was expecting to get and what I got over time. The model I used made lots of horrible assumptions, it's uncomfortably close to voodoo and is about as solid as a tower of jelly. At some point in the future, I might go and revisit this, but I don't normally mention this little side journey. However, there was one remarkable thing about the delta expectation curve over time. It resembles a Gartner hype cycle. See figure 231. See figure 231, delta expectation over time, the expectation curve. For more details. We have the same peak of inflated expectation and the same trough of delusion. My first reaction was horror. The evolution curve on which mapping is built uses ubiquity versus certainty. If I can model from Gartner's hype cycle to evolution, then I can take the points on a hype cycle and measure precisely where something is on the certainty axis of evolution. For things that are uncertain, then this should be impossible, as the ability to precisely measure something which is uncertain is the stuff of magic folk. My first reaction was Gartner's hype cycle proved evolution was wrong. I was a bit perplexed at that point, especially since I had found mapping so useful. Fortunately, I met with a friend who pointed to a great big hole in my argument. I was assuming that Gartner's hype cycle was based upon the measurement of some physical property. If it wasn't, if it was just aggregated opinion of consultants, analysts or industry, then there's no measurement of the uncertain as it's just opinion. It's an opinion of where something is, not a measurement of where it actually is. As I subsequently found out, the hype cycle is subjective opinion. Along with being quietly relieved that I hadn't yet disproved what I was finding useful, it also opened up a new opportunity. I have two benefit curves, one for differential value and one for operational value. They both shared a common expectation versus time pattern. If I look at an evolving component, then where it appears in the early stages on the expectation curve for differential value can be the same place it appears on the expectation curve for operational value when it's more evolved. See figure 232. See figure, evolution of an act on differential and operational expectation curves. For more details, see figure 232, evolution of an act on differential and operational expectation curves. For more details. I also had a weak signal using publication types that could identify when things are likely to start to industrialize and enter a war, CXREF, hashtag chapter 9 charting the future chapter 9. I've reprinted the last analysis on this that I undertook in 2014 in figure 233. What I'd like you to notice is that the shift from product to utility for computing infrastructure was well into a war in 2014. Whereas the war for 3D printing and the use of commoditized 3D printers is some way off. See figure 233, when is the war likely? For more details. In 2008, I already knew, from my weak signals, that we were entering the war phase for computing infrastructure, whereas 3D printing had a long time to go before it started to industrialize. I also suspected that both a relatively novel activity, for example 3D printing, and an industrializing activity, cloud, could appear at the same place on two different expectation curves, one for differential value and one for operational value. Figure 232 above. So, let us look at the Gartner hype cycle again and highlight two components: cloud computing and 3D printing. See figure 234, cloud computing and 3D printing. For more details. They both appeared at roughly the same place. This told me something which I've subsequently found quite useful. The Gartner hype cycle doesn't distinguish between differential and operational value, as both are on the same curve. So, why does that matter? Well, in the case of cloud computing, which was the industrialization of computing and all about operational value, then you'd want to be going all in during 2008. Being in the early stage of this expectation curve just reinforces the point that people are learning about a change which you absolutely want to be a first mover to. The last thing you'd want to do is wait until it reached the plateau of productivity, by which time the war would be well and truly over. If you're a vendor, this would be curtains. Gartner even calls out that this is moving fast with its time to mainstream adoption for cloud, light blue circle. However, in the case of 3D printing, then you do want to wait or be a fast follower. It has a long, long way to go before it industrializes, and you've got an entire product stage it has to evolve through. In fact, 3D printing will reach the plateau of productivity and see relatively widespread adoption as a product long before it industrializes. At some future time, 2025 to 2030, as it starts to industrialize, then it'll probably reappear in the technology trigger, usually under a slightly different meme. When it comes to 3D printing, then you could wait a bit and get involved in the product space, or wait much longer until the war is upon that industry, at which point you'd need to go all in. 2 points: cloud computing and 3D printing on almost exactly the same position of the hype cycle required radically different approaches to investment and strategy. One was all in, the other was wait and see. Being aggregated opinion, I do find the hype cycle quite useful as long as I separate out what stage of evolution something is in first. I often talk to CIOs who tell me they invest when something is in the stage of enlightenment. That's a fairly reasonable way of losing every major technological war in business. For me in 2008, this hype cycle helped reinforce the message that we had to go all in. It was a land grab for this territory. I also took comfort that many of my competitors probably read exactly the same hype cycle and thought they had time. Let us emphasize that point. I was going all in when competitors thought they had time. It's a help yourself to the future buffet with no one saying you can't have seventh helpings because everyone else got the date wrong. Thank you, Gartner. You probably have no idea how much you've helped me. Better luck next time, IBM, HP, Dell, Red Hat, assuming they survive what is to come. Anyway, the gameplay above was 2008 to early 2010. In mid-2010, after capturing pretty much the entire market, a space that has massively grown since with Ubuntu still the top dog in 2016, I then headed back into research. My work was done. Naturally, I left Mark and others with a variety of plays to use along with a specific focus on the platform space. I don't necessarily agree with all the steps they've made, but I respect their choices and they play a good game. I suppose, that's the real point. They are playing the game, not me, but in some small way I helped them to improve. Before we dive into the strategy space, we should take a peek at another part of my journey into government. Hence, let us boldly go into the next chapter.